It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are concluding a five-part series featuring the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. And joining us in studio today is Ryan Campbell, who represents District 2. Supervisor Campbell, thank you so much for coming in today.
Morning, BJ. Always a pleasure.
So you've been a supervisor for about 11 months now. How has the experience been?
It's been amazing. It's been a lot of hard work, and we've accomplished a lot, I think, in a very short period of time. Obviously, there's still a lot more work to do, but it's been the most, without a doubt, the most rewarding experience of my life.
So District 2, the general area, where does it all cover?
So District 2 roughly equates the northern section of Tuolumne County. It runs from about the border of Columbia to the border of Sonora. It includes Cedar Ridge, Crystal Falls, Phoenix Lake Estates, Bellevue Oaks, essentially everything north of Highway 108, not including Twain Hart, all the way up to the Calaveras County border.
So looking just at specific to District 2, what have been some of the bigger issues over recent months?
Well, District 2 issues are very similar to the rest of the county, I believe. You know, people are concerned about roads and infrastructure, fire safety, deputy patrols, and economic prosperity. One of the overarching issues has been obviously the insurance issue, which has been, you know, the bane of our county and many counties like ours for the past several years. And that's something that I hear about virtually every day from my constituents.
Are there things that you feel the county can do to help people in those situations?
With the insurance issue
specifically? With the insurance issue.
That one is a great struggle. I mean, we had Commissioner Lara come down to Tuolumne County quite notably. And, you know, I think from the insurance commissioner's office, they view this as a new problem, whereas we, the citizens of Tuolumne County, have been dealing in one form or another with lack of availability of insurance and denial of insurance since 2015, in earnest at least. I mean, really, if you want to go back to it, it stems from the Rim Fire, but 2015 is, I think, when people first started noticing that this was becoming a real severe issue. So, you know, we've been dealing with this for a long time, and so there's a lot of frustration there. But I think getting help at the state level, they're just sort of coming into this fresh over the past, you know, 6 or 8 months. So that's, I think, the root of a lot of the frustration about lack of representation on this issue.
In looking at District 2, any road projects or infrastructure projects recently or on tap?
Oh, man. Yeah, lots. just to kind of give you an idea from, you know, road funding for Tuolumne County, it ranged generally in about the, you know, $10 to $11 million range for total revenues from about 2011 to 2018. And it didn't really increase for that entire, you know, 7-year period. Just in this past year, largely due to SB1, we've had almost a $7 million increase in road funding revenues. So we this year we're expending about $17.7 million on road repairs, and that's everything you would typically think of, you know, your potholes, your resealing, chip sealing, you know, road improvements, everything you would typically expect from your road crews. And, you know, we've done a lot of work in just in my district alone. We've installed culverts on Q and Mill. That was kind of the big one. I think we talked about that last time where we had a culvert wash out and it was replaced in a very short period of time on Q and Mill. We've replaced drainage systems on Crystal Falls Drive, Phoenix Lake Road. And so there's been a lot of movement in terms of road improvements in the county. Now, a question that your listeners might have is, why hasn't the pothole in front of my house or on my street been fixed if there's all this money? And the answer is that we've had 25 years of deferred maintenance in Tuolumne County. And even with these increasing revenues to the road fund, there is still a large number of projects that have been deferred for a long time. So it's going to take a significant amount of time to be able to shore that up and really get on top of our infrastructure problems in the county. But the positive thing is that there is forward momentum on it. There are road projects, more road projects now than I think have ever happened in at least the past decade or more in Tuolumne County right now.
In District 2, are there any projects related to like ingress and egress concerns when it comes to fire safety and getting people safely in and out?
Yeah, the main ingress and egress routes in District 2, I would say, are Big Hill Road, Kewin Mill. Phoenix Lake Road is a significant amount of the population goes down that road. And then we also have the Willow Springs area. We have Sillsbyville Road. And just about every one of those has some kind of either resurfacing, drainage, or chip sealing project planned in the near future.
What's your thoughts on economic development right now in Tuolumne County and the state of the local economy here in the county?
Well, it's mixed. Things are looking up in many sectors of the county, and we've had great improvement. We've had a record low unemployment rate just reported the other day, 3.9% unemployment, which, I can't remember when it's ever been lower than that. So that's good. The issue that we continue to face in Tuolumne County, I believe, this is my personal opinion, is that we suffer from low median household incomes. Our median household income is, $54,000 roundabout on average for a Tuolumne County resident. The statewide average is $67,000 a year. Now, what that means is that the purchasing power of your average Tuolumne County family of two people and one child, I think that's generally what it's rated at. The average purchasing power of a Tuolumne County resident is $13,000 below what it would be in the state average. And so that's a year's worth of car payments. That's a down payment on a house that our residents are not able to do. So the solution to that is getting wages to increase. And you get wages to increase by improving the economic outlook of the county with a more broad range of opportunities. You've got, our chief industries here are, you have forestry, tourism, you have certain agricultural industries here, ranching, turkey farming. But we need more. We need a broader range of high technology and light industrial industries in the county. And we have invested in a new economic development director who is, I think, believing he's bringing some of that to the forefront, some of those other areas of economic development that we have perhaps been neglecting in the past several years.
Are you confident that the county's latest efforts to attract new businesses is going to be fruitful?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's already being fruitful. I think, what we've seen, with the impact it's had on the unemployment rate, I think we're already seeing dividends from some of the work that's going on. But just like with infrastructure improvements, there is forward momentum, but it's going to take time.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Supervisor Ryan Campbell on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in the final part of our five-part series featuring the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. If you missed any of the earlier shows, you can find them archived up on mymotherlode.com. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment with Supervisor Campbell is coming up in just a minute.